In 1978, the crew of the Polynesian twin-hull ship Hokulea departed from Honolulu's Alawai Harbor on her second journey to Tahiti, a distance of about 2,740 miles over open ocean. Just 5 hours after departing, Hokulea capsized in high winds and rough seas southwest of the Hawaiian island of Molokai. Although the crew was eventually rescued, legendary Oahu lifeguard Eddie Aikau tragically perished while attempting to paddle a surfboard 12 to 15 miles to the island of Lanai for rescue, for search and help. When the Polynesians left shore, they stepped into uncertainty without maps, compasses, or modern navigation. Their survival depended entirely on their ability to be able to read the ocean currents, the natural signs around them. A misread star pattern or an unnoticed current could mean drifting endlessly in the vast Pacific Ocean. Signs were not optional. They were life itself. We live in a different world today, surrounded by technology and conveniences, but the principle is the same. Ignoring signs leads to danger. Drivers who ignore road warnings risk accidents. The people who ignore medical signs risk illness. Spiritually, we're also on a journey on open seas, and God has placed signs along the way to guide us. The ancient Polynesians trusted in the heavens and waters. We are called to trust in God's word and the signs he has provided us for our spiritual journey. The guiding principle of the Hokulea voyages was to rediscover the ancient navigational signs used by the Polynesian sailors to cross vast oceans and find new lands. These signs, such as stars by night, the clouds by day, and a deep awareness of ocean currents, were not written down, and the knowledge of their use had faded over 600 years. The ancient Polynesians relied on these natural signs to guide them safely across open oceans, underscoring how essential the ability to read and understand signs was to their survival and success. Just as the crew of the Hokulea used signs to guide them on their voyages, we too use signs to guide us on our spiritual voyage. In scripture, signs play a significant role in conveying God's will, validating his messengers, and guiding his people. Our signs are not just physical phenomena, but spiritual indicators of divine activity, promises, and purposes. They are the backbones of the yearly cycle of the holy days, which guide us on a journey from our current physical life to the future. Today, I'd like to review three of the signs that we've been given in our journey. The first sign we come upon is the destination sign. The Feast of Trumpets is like a destination sign on the highway. It tells us where we are headed and reminds us of what lies ahead. The seventh trumpet announced good news in Revelation 11:15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ, his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Trumpets can both warn and announce. They warn the world that judgment is coming, but they also announce the greatest news, Christ returning to establish his kingdom. For believers, the sign is not just meant to terrify, but to encourage us to remain alert, steadfast, and hopeful. Just as a traveler is encouraged seeing the sign pointing to their destination, We can take comfort knowing that God has set clear direction for his people. Next, we encounter a warning sign, telling us that the journey may encounter hazards along the way. If the Feast of Trumpets shows us where we're going, the Day of Atonement warns us about what stands in the way. On a road trip, a hazard sign alerts us to dangers that could derail our journey. Spiritually, the greatest obstacle is sin and its author, Satan. The Day of Atonement reminds us that reconciliation with God requires confronting and overcoming that barrier. In Zechariah chapter 3, starting in verse 8, we read, "Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your friends who sit before you, for they are men who are a sign. Behold, I will bring my servant the branch. For behold, on the stone that I set before Joshua, on a single stone with seven eyes, I will engrave its inscription, declares the Lord of hosts, and I'll remove the iniquity of this land in a single day." Finally, we reach the welcome sign. This lets us know that we've reached the beginning of the end of our journey. Nothing brings release like a welcome sign after a long journey. The Feast of Tabernacles and the Last Great Day serve that purpose in God's plan. After the trials, warnings, and anticipation of earlier holy days, these festivals point to the joy of arrival when God's kingdom is established on earth and his presence is among his people. In Zechariah chapter 14, starting in verse 16, "Then everyone who survives of all the nations that have come against Jerusalem shall go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Booths. And if any of the families on earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, there will be no rain on them." Together, these holy days remind us that God's signs point not just to survival, but to joy, restoration, and everlasting life. The Apostle Paul described the biblical festivals as a shadow of things to come. That's in Colossians 2:17. And it reminds me of a song. "The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue." Each sign builds upon the last, the trumpet announcing the kingdom, the warning of sin and Satan, defeat, and finally the welcome sign into God's eternal peace. Eddie's body was never found. He died in the hope of the Hawaiian people regaining the knowledge of his ancestors by following the natural signs of the ocean. Those are his signs. Our signs are even more certain. Unlike ocean currents that can change or clouds that can drift, God's signs are sure. They lead us with absolute assurance toward a promised destination. Unlike a voyage across the sea with an uncertain outcome, our spiritual journey ends with the kingdom of God, when all things are made new and God's grace and forgiveness of sin is offered to everyone. Let us keep in mind the importance of signs of the upcoming fall holy days. And I pray that everybody will have a safe journey to wherever it is that they're going this year. And I'm looking forward to hearing the stories when I get back and we all get back.